Hey, Maddie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I was wondering, do you have that candle I love in stock?
The Peppermint Prosperity one?
Oh my god, that one's so good. But no, I was thinking about that other one that I love.
You mean like the Rose Self-Confidence Love Spell one?
Oh, that one smells so good. But no, the other candle you make that I really
love. Ooh, you must mean the Spiritual Healing candle.
Oh my god, yes, it's so pretty.
It is. It's got all those herbs in it. Like, it's all made to promote spiritual healing. We've got lemon and lavender. It smells like a fucking lemon lavender cake.
It does, and it's so pretty, too. I love that
candle.
Thank you. Yeah, and if you guys like candles, Maddie makes amazing candles in her shop, Peace, Love, and Tea Leaves.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Hey, Amber, where can I find your triple moon stuff? Because, like, I'm obsessed.
Oh, well, I've got most of my triple moon designs are available on two different sizes of mugs, as well as a bunch of different t-shirt colors or hoodies.
I love my mug I got from you, dude. I literally love it. Like, it is the perfect size. What'd you get? Like, it's 15 ounces, I think.
Yeah.
And it's the perfect morning cup, like, for coffee.
I understand.
Plus, it's fucking gorgeous. It's purple, dude.
Oh my god, yes. That one is beautiful. I love the magic potion mug I got from your shop because it's a magic potion that I drink in. It's my favorite.
I love it. I'm so glad. Well, you can find Amber's merch at Amber's Etsy shop.
Yes. So if you guys want to support the hosts that make this show, you can visit our shops and peruse our wares. My stuff is available at www.amberisthecolor42. That is a 42.etsy.com.
And you can find herbal teas and all sorts of things at www.peacelovetealeaves.etsy.com. Thanks for sitting with us for a spell.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And we have a special surprise for you tonight. Tonight, Maddie and Amber bring you a conspiracy theory. It's still kind of in the works, and the conspiracy part will come out in the discussion.
Like we're getting to the conspiracy.
Yeah, it's like a phenomena that we have discovered. And conspiracy part is I think other people know about it and don't want us to know the truth. Dun, dun, dun. The truth is out there, guys. Okay, so I'll start at the beginning where it started for us. And this past weekend, I took my child down to Houston, where I am from. And my mother lives there, and my daughter is going to spend spring break with her. So I drove down to Houston, and I get to my mom's house. And there is extreme pressure all over my body, in my head, in my joints. There's extreme pressure. And I said to my mother, oh my God, poor me. Poor your best friend whose name, if you don't understand what I almost said, great. Because she would be so mad at me.
Yeah, I was worried about myself.
Yeah, she would be so mad at me if I said her name on this show. But not that she would ever listen, guys. But if she knew I said her name, she'd still be mad. So anyway, my mother's best friend has been ill. We'll call it ill. She's been ill for 4 or 5 months now. And she's had this extreme pressure in her head, ringing in her ears. She's dizzy when she gets up. She hasn't been able to function properly. And she's been going to all these doctors, and everybody says that, like, there's nothing wrong with her. Maybe it's allergies, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. But there's, like, nothing wrong with her, really. And I've been talking to my mom about it, and I'm like, look, I can feel pressure changes, like, really well in areas, like, when I travel and stuff. So, like, I believe me that she's... God damn it.
Do we need to restart?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it again, and that's just her nickname, but...
Oh, you know what you should do? It's with the editing.
Oh, I can edit it out!
Do a dolphin noise, the SpongeBob episodes when he's cussing. He's like, mother,
Yes, I will do that. I will edit it out. I forgot I could do that.
That would be great.
So, my mom's best friend, thank you.
I love the dolphin thing. That's hilarious.
Yeah, but so she's been really frustrated and very upset. because, like, everybody's been, like, just not understanding what she's going through. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's been kind of debilitating for her.
I get it. And I get it. I do. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. So I'm like, by Saturday night, I'm on my mom's couch. Like, every time the heater kicks on, guys, or every time something happens outside, like the wind blows, I can literally feel reverberations through all of my entire body. It's almost as if the liquid in my body is moving or being, like, affected and pushed down upon or transferred from where it is to another place. I don't mean my blood per se, but, like, you have liquid in your joints. Like, you've got liquidy parts in your body other than just the blood itself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right.
Fluid.
Yes. Thank you. Fluid.
And oh my God. What if that's what I'm experiencing? Because I keep telling you, I feel every, like, little thing.
Right. Well, that's what I thought you were saying.
No.
So by Saturday night, I'm like holding my head and I'm just like trying not to complain to my mother. But I do keep saying, should I just say her name and edit it out?
Yeah. Just every time be like, ee.
Yes. Okay. So, I keep telling my mom, like, I feel so bad for, like, shit. I feel what she's going through. I can't imagine experiencing this for months on end. And my mom was like, man, she would really love to hear from you that, like, you understand. And I'm like, no, just you tell her. Because if I talk to her about it, we're going to have, like, a whole conversation. And she's finally starting to feel better because I think her body is
finally acclimating. And you don't want her to think about it.
I don't want her to think about it and have her feel it again. So, I think she's finally acclimating to it. So, like, Sunday morning, I got up, and I was so dizzy. It was like I was drunk. I was, like, drunk. There's 8 steps from the bed to the toilet in my mom's room, and I had to hold on to stuff.
Remember when I did my live, and I did that exact thing?
That's what
I was literally messaging you. Like, I was messaging you, like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I could not even walk to the bed.
It felt like it was an inner ear thing, and I was feeling it in my ears.
Oh, my God.
Because remember a couple weeks ago where I was saying, like, I'm having all these problems with my ear, and Corey thought that I had, like, water stuck in my ear, and I'm like,
I don't have water in my ear, dude. I know
what
that feels
like.
We've had
multiple things that have been happening in the same time frame. Maybe not as long as she's been feeling them, but she lives so close to the equator compared to us.
So you mentioned what happened to you this weekend, and I started feeling something similar Wednesday, I think. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday of last week. And for me, it manifested in the form of severe anxiety, a crippling anxiety, okay? Literally, that's what I would call it, is crippling anxiety, breathing hard, almost a state of constant panic attack.
Yep.
It's miserable, miserable. And then as it's starting to slowly fade, it's kind of switching into, I can feel every little move that my muscles make, or every little move, little cramp, little, like, twitch.
Fluctuation of all the fluid in your body. I'm sorry, like, crazy. I am just convinced there is a phenomenon.
It's really validating, first of all, that I'm not nuts, or I don't mean that in an offensive way.
Right.
You know
but
what
that
I mean?
Is why we're bringing it to you guys, okay? Because when I decided, like, once I got out of my mom's house, I talked to Maddie about it. And Maddie said, like, wow, this is so much similar to the things I've been experiencing, and I've been thinking, like, it was all in my head, essentially.
Right, because I did not tell Amber about it at all, because I don't like to discuss my crippling anxiety. Like, I don't like
and
to discuss it.
I got
it.
Dragged to the doctor for every little sniffle when I was little, so, like, I try very hard to not anything when it comes to whatever. So, like, I only mentioned my ear a little bit, but it's been bothering me for weeks and weeks.
Well, while I was with my sister, I was literally talking to her about my crippling anxiety. But really, I was like, I don't know what's going on. And then I get your message and I'm like, holy fucking shit. This is the exact same thing that has been happening to me starting earlier, but really kicking off around the same time that it kicked off for you, which is shocking.
Right. And, like, so here's the thing. It got intense the further south I got.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. I mean, it's closer to the equator. Right. We're going to the center of the
Earth,
but not really, like,
the center of the outer Earth.
Yeah.
Like the center of the Earth's crust. Wait, is that the wrong way to put it?
Whatever. You guys know what we fucking mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, the equator is the invisible line that, like, separates the northern hemisphere from the southern hemisphere. Because, like, I was trying to find that word when I was telling you. I was like, it's really close to where the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere come together. And Maddie was like, yeah, the equator.
Oh, my God. The Australians must be fucking...
Oh, my God.
If you're listening in Australia, are you real?
Are you okay? Are you feeling like us Texans? Because, you know, Australia is just British Texas. I fucking love that meme.
You do.
I love that meme. But okay. So seriously, though, we're bringing it to you for multiple reasons. A, maybe we have created our own conspiracy theory, which makes us proud and happy. And, you know, there's something to it because there's way more than just this. Oh, this is just the opening, guys. This is just to get your opinion on how you've been feeling, because we were like, if we're feeling this way, and my mom's best friend is feeling this way, and exactly right, I'm like, I've got to remember to go back and edit this one for real. But it can't be just the three of us.
No, and I'm wondering who would you... I would say the most vulnerable to this would be people in tune with the earth, which would be witches, pagans, I would say, spiritual people, not just
people that follow a nature-based religion, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's however what that I may think. Present.
And people also with certain physical ailments.
Yeah.
Whether it be mental health, like me with my crippling anxiety. I know!
Sorry, guys. I'm not making light of a situation that my bipolar ass doesn't deal with, so.
But definitely, like, people with,
Should I say I've really been diagnosed? I wasn't making a joke or light of bipolar disorder, because I have it.
No, sorry, no. Like,
we're going to be very open about our mental health issues this episode, because it feeds into Maddie and Amber bringing conspiracy theory.
Right, exactly. And I do think certain mental health, you know, things make you vulnerable with my crippling anxiety.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. Amber's bipolar. Did you like that one? I'm sorry for coughing and everybody's here.
Oh, God. Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for.
But. Sorry, you gotta keep talking.
I laughed so hard I coughed. That was funny. Thanks, guys. I hope you guys laughed at that.
I can't stop laughing.
So anyway, I think people with those sorts of, like, or, you know, because, like, you were mentioning that we have fluid in our body, and fluid, like, how does that fucking work with the mental health thing?
So, okay, so we're gonna get to it with, we'll start with the mental health thing. Okay, part of the conspiracy theory, as we're presenting it to you, is I believe that the magnetic poles are in the middle of, or in the midst of, maybe not the middle, because I don't know when it began, but they're in the midst of reversing, which is something that's natural. It happens, I say, all the time. In the Earth's history, in the last 83 million years, it's happened 183 times. The last time it happened was 780,000 years ago, but the magnetic poles reverse on average every 300,000 years. So it's not always every 300,000 years, but on average, it's every 300,000 years. So by the average, we are way overdue. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't happen overnight, guys. It takes from hundreds to thousands of years to happen, right? So it may have started long before any of us were even born. Oh, it may have started in 2020.
Could it have started in 2020?
If you remember, like, you were just flipping through our YouTube videos, and I saw that conversation with Kevin, and I remember him talking about something. Was it our conversation with Kevin? Or was it another podcast I was listening to? Somebody talking about, like, something that was starting and getting, like, you know, ramped up, and in, like, 2038, it's going to come to full fruition. I can't remember if that was him or not.
I can't remember
but
either.
You know what? You guys, if you haven't listened, go listen to that episode and then let me know.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. But, like, seriously, if any of this stuff that we're saying today resonates with you, mm-hmm. we need you to email us at witchestalkingtarot@gmail.com or hit us up on Twitter at @classiestwitches or where... I think those are probably the two best places.
I think so.
Let us know or comment on this YouTube video because, like, we really think other people are experiencing this. Mm-hmm. But the way that the mental health thing plays in is they say the magnetic fields changing can't affect our atmosphere at all, right? Because there's no iron in the atmosphere. But there's iron in our blood. And if there's iron in our blood and in our bodies, I believe, and I'm not a scientist or a biologist or anything like this, but the powers of deduction lead me to believe that the other fluids that our bodies create would have at least trace elements of iron in it, including the chemicals that our brains create. And those with mental illness have chemical imbalances. So those mm-hmm. imbalanced chemicals that have iron
What if people with regular chemicals, like neurotypical, is that what they're called nowadays? I think so. What if theirs is all out of fucking whack, and that explains why so many people are having these symptoms of mental health disorders?
Oh my gosh.
And that's why it's on. Yeah, it's not. But it's on the rise. Really? Yeah. Mental health disorders are on the rise.
That would make sense, though. Because again,
Can we just do a disclaimer real quick? I would like to say that Amber and I are not doctors. If you are experiencing mm-hmm. symptoms of mental health disorders or even physical disorders, please check out.
Talk to a professional. Yeah.
Talk to a professional.
For sure.
It's very important. This is a conspiracy theory.
Yes. We believe something's going on. Mm-hmm. We think there's a phenomena. And the conspiracy part is I think some people know about it, but they don't want us to know about it because they don't trust our intelligence levels. But...
Can you blame them? Because, like, there's some crazy
TikTok.
I know. Damn it. You know what's really funny is I was just thinking about TikTok. Just, like, I'm like, huh. Oh, wait, we're filming. Hey, sexy lady. That's exactly what the fuck I was... That song! How'd you know? Because that's, like, the song in it. Pedro Pascal.
The Last of Us, it's a really good show. Like, I gotta...
I just love that's his song now, you know?
I don't know how I knew. Like, you said that, and I was just like, is that...
Did you like that last one I sent you where he's like, I'm just kidding, he's your daddy.
Yes, I did. I was like, he got me.
I know, right?
For real, though.
Damn it.
Add 6 inches and he's my type anyway.
Who would have thought I had a thing for a guy named Pedro? No offense to everybody named Pedro.
I mean, I would.
But, like, vote for him. Like, that's just what I think of when I hear that. Yeah, that's exactly what I think of. But actually, really, vote for Pedro because... Yeah.
He's your daddy on the internet.
He is.
I'm sorry, guys. We'll get back to the topic.
Oh, my God. It makes so much sense. That's why everybody thinks Pedro Pascal is attractive. Because all
the mental health
is all fucked up.
We love you, though,
Pedro. I do love him. Please sponsor us.
Pedro. Yeah, then he'd be our dad.
I know! Oh, my God. Guys, send this.
We made the best daddy joke, Pedro. That means you have to sponsor us.
Send this to him.
Listen, should we hashtag it when I post the video?
Hashtag sponsor us, Pedro. You're our daddy.
I don't think Corey and Bryson would be okay.
No, I don't think so either, because I asked Bryson to watch the new Nicolas Cage movie with me that he bought, and he was like, Nicolas Cage and Pedro Pascal? I don't think so. I was like, God damn. He's never going to watch that movie with me ever again.
I got to stop talking about Pedro, or I'm not going to get to catch up on The Last of Us with Corey. He's going to go back to watching it without me.
I hear he calls, like, I keep seeing edits of him saying baby girl.
He calls the girl, like, his daughter baby girl, and he didn't always call her baby girl. Like, mm-hmm. there was a time where it obviously, like, spoilers, he obviously, like, resents the girl,
mm-hmm.
And then he, like, He comes to care for her.
At some point.
And so he starts calling her baby girl like his own daughter. Because that's where the
daddy comes
in. He was trying to keep separation because he's supposed to be delivering her somewhere, right? He's trying to keep separation between them, like emotionally speaking. And so he's just like, I'm not your father. You're not my daughter. Like, and people would say, is this your dad? And they'd both be real quick to be like, no. And at first, she wasn't real quick. I think for her, it was like a defense mechanism because he'd be like, no. And she'd be like, well, fuck you too then. Mm-hmm. No, he's not my dad. You know what I mean? But really, he's your daddy.
I know. I'm like, damn it, single dad vibes.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to feel. I will help you feel, Petra.
Damn. Anyway. Okay.
Okay, so, back to the conspiracy theory.
So,
sorry.
No, you're good. Because it's all about magnetism today. So,
right. Can't wait to catch
Internet
Tim.
Daddy's got to be talked about. Right? Ooh.
I know.
Roman myth?
That's what I'm thinking.
Anyway, we're casting next episode, so check it out. It'll be a Norse myth.
Have you showed people your mug, by the way?
Oh, I have not. My St. Stephen's mug came in. This is my art. It's Grateful Dead inspired. If you're not a Grateful Dead fan, you don't understand most likely the name, but you might understand the skull there because it's pretty iconic imagery. But yeah, like St. Stephen is one of my favorite Dead songs and I love the Grateful Dead. And one day I was playing around with watercolor and I was like, oh, that's a really cool background. And so then I painted some roses on it. And then I put the skull over it, and I was pretty fucking happy with the way it came out.
Oh, it turned out really
And
well.
It's not plagiarism, because, like, I fucked up the skull, so, you know. It's not straight up a Grateful Dead skull.
I think it looks great.
Thank you. I love it. And I like it with the red. Like, Corey and I were talking about it, and I was like, we have so few red stuff. We used to have, like, all of our kitchen stuff in red, ironically. But, yeah, so I thought the red would set off the...
It definitely does.
Because, like, most of it's blue. So, thank you for that. I appreciate it. So, with the mental health thing, again, it's like... Iron is affected by magnetism. Mm-hmm. So, the fact that we have so much of it in our bodies, maybe the atmosphere itself isn't being affected by that magnetic pole shift. And maybe it's not the magnetic pole shift, but we're going to get into some more reasons why I think that might be the thing. And maybe there's, like, more to it, too, because, like, the inner core of the Earth has started slowing down. Like, the molten part mm-hmm. that spins, it started slowing down, I found out, when I was reading into, like, the magnetic field to kind of, like, try and figure out what my thoughts were on this whole thing. And, the speed of the rotation of the inner core is thought to relate to the strength of the magnetic field that we have in our magnetosphere. And currently, it's really strong, but it's weakening. And if the inner core is slowing down, then that would make sense. And it weakens when it does the thing, right? When it changes. And here's the other thing. If it's been changing for everybody's entire lifetime, because it takes hundreds and thousands of years. Mm-hmm. So if it's been changing slowly over time, the whole time we've been testing it, we wouldn't necessarily know what the strongest is. We just know the strongest of what we've tested.
That's true.
Right? So, like, there's a lot of variables. And again, guys, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a biologist. I'm just a person who felt like my head was going to explode and made me start thinking.
Right, and multiple people have felt that way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yes. At the same time.
Uh huh. Yep. You've talked to some people who've had mm-hmm. some similar feelings, and like, there's been. If you look up in pop culture right now, you'll see a whole lot of crazy stuff that's been going down recently. Mm-hmm. There's also a whole lot of crazy stuff that's been going on in the solar world. Like, we've had some solar flares, we've had some asteroid scares. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, they just went right by us.
Right, like. They only tell us what they want us to know, guys.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Like, where are you going to find the information? You're going to go to the newspaper. You're going to go to the internet. Or you're going to go to maybe some recent books that have been written by, like, astrophysicists,
but
right?
The publishers control that.
Exactly. they only let us know what they want us to know. Now, there's no, like, if the magnetic fields are changing, if the poles are reversing, again, it's something that's normal. It happens all the time throughout Earth's history. And according to the fossil record,
bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. According to the fossil record, during the times of the magnetic poles reversing, it seems not, like, adversely affect biological life.
Right.
So it's not like we're gonna die because of this. We're still here. Yeah. It's just, I think it's going to maybe change things in our society. I think it's going to be uncomfortable. I think it's going to influence certain things that happen. Please tell me what that's about.
We've discussed, I don't know, in this podcast, we'll have to do another conspiracy theory episode on this. There's a witch awakening for a reason.
Yes, there is a witch awakening for a reason.
And if things change in our society, one of the things that when I was doing my research said could happen is, of course, the grid would go down, which means
our society, our way of life would change. I have held a firm belief my entire life that all of this shit's going to go away in my lifetime. Like, and by all this shit, I mean cars, electricity. I read a book once where even gunpowder didn't work because of a solar flare that happened. So, like, none of our chemical reactions on Earth worked anymore. No chemical reactions whatsoever. So people who knew the old ways, i.e. witch awakening, witchery.
Yep.
People who knew the old ways kind of ruled shit. You knew how to brew. You knew how to tan leather. You knew how to do the old things. You didn't rely on plastic and pre-done and this, you were able to survive better. Like, that's a book series I read, and it was really good, and I never got to the end, but somewhere I read a spoiler that, like, basically it was, like, a solar flare or some shit. Because, like, when it happened, planes, like, just fell out of the sky.
Wow, that would suck.
So, I originally, when I was telling Maddie about this, one of the reasons that I thought that perhaps it's the magnetic poles shifting is not only had my daughter sent me a thing saying, like, oh, I think the magnetic poles are shifting, or she had sent me a TikTok. Bring it back to TikTok. She sent me a TikTok where somebody was at, who's your daddy? It's not the magnetic poles, but they may be reversing. And that's a TikTok she sent me. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, or maybe it was about the world stopping spinning, which is terrifying. But anyway, the magnetic pole shifting, not that big of a deal, but, like, I was like, this makes sense with a whole lot of different things that's going on. And one thing I thought was those train derailments that have been happening
lately. Oh my God, be careful. We do have a listener in
the government. Like, right. But, well, this guy's
going to be happy. We don't know if he's in the government or
but
not.
But he's in D.C.
Yeah.
And so maybe he'll be happy about this. Like, after I did some research on the train derailments, I found that they're not that uncommon.
Train derailments aren't? Does it happen often?
It does. Apparently, like, over 1,700 times a year on average.
What the fuck?
I know. It's just usually not, like, dangerous hazardous stuff.
It's, like, coal.
Right.
I don't know about coal, but...
I want to say last year in train derailments, because, like, it's barely... Loss of life almost never happens. There were, like, 16 injuries and one death from the 1,708 train derailments that happened last year. So apparently train derailments happen more often than we hear about or know about or think about. And my thought was, like, okay, so the magnetic poles shifting would affect, like, navigation, all sorts of things. Would it affect the train's navigation? And I thought, like, that might have been played into, because, like, we had three dangerous train derailments, not just the one in Ohio. There was one in Texas and one in another state as well at the same time. And they were all, like, pretty serious as far as, like, what cargo they were carrying. And I did think that it played into this until I looked more into it. And I think that my brain lumped the train derailments in because I thought it was connected, but reading into it, I don't think it is anymore. Not the way I had thought.
Okay.
But birds. Birds that don't belong where we are where we are.
No, they really are. It's weird.
It's weird. Like, I drive for a living, and I have seen pelicans and seagulls in Kansas.
And so has my husband, who also drives for a living.
They be doing that. It's crazy. I mean, they don't be doing it. It's crazy.
Like, here's the thing. This is the same area I have driven for 7 years. It'd be different if I'd only driven it for like 2 years. This is 7+ years of driving this area. Because I used to drive there for pleasure before I drove there for work, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I have never seen a pelican winter in Kansas on the East River.
That is so weird.
It is. I saw a flock of seagulls, but I'm just... in a field in Kansas. In a field! Not even at the river! In a motherfucking field! Seagulls! In a field! In Kansas! An entire flock of swans in the river. There's never been swans in the East River before. I've never seen a motherfucking swan in the East River. If you're from Kansas and you have, please comment below and correct me. And if you've seen pelicans or seagulls, let me know. Because that shit weird. I am a coastal baby. Mm-hmm. I'm used to these birds. Where they belong.
Where they, right? Like, what the fuck are they doing in the Midwest?
Right, but birds, their migration is dictated by magnetic fields.
That is true.
I got no other explanation for that. Now, that is where I did think the train derailments came in, because I thought perhaps... that, like, the toxicity of the area maybe was what
made them switch course.
Right? But then I started paying attention to all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And magnetic fields makes a lot more sense to me. Mm-hmm. Now, I tried to look into bird migration patterns, but I
couldn't. That's difficult, and I'm not a scientist.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything that was in... easy read for this blonde.
Right. I feel that. My head hurts. I can't.
Right? Like, but, okay. So, fish and sea turtles also use the magnetic poles mm-hmm. for their migration. As far as I understand, oceanic mammals do not use the magnetic field for migration. Now, Maddie and I were talking about the whales.
Go ahead.
The whales that have been coming up beached on the East Coast.
Yeah, unprecedented amounts. Sad. Oh, sharks. Well, that was because of the whales, so never mind.
What?
Sharks were being killed by killer whales randomly, just like. They were specifically targeting sharks.
Well, killer whales like shark liver.
Yeah, that's what they were eating.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Super high and they just eat the liver.
Yeah, they just eat the liver and they just waste the rest of the shark. It's like a delicacy if you're a
killer. Right, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know. But like, you know, you said you had read, and my husband had told me after I told him about our episode for today where my biggest critic said I made sense. He didn't correct me on anything. He just told me about the whale thing, which I didn't know about, but Maddie did. And I think that the whale thing is connected because here's the thing. If the fish migration is off, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like, we're still seeing an unprecedented amount of, like, no fish in the river, in the waters, right? Not right. The rivers, mm-hmm. but the oceans, right? And they use the electromagnetic field of the Earth to migrate. Mm-hmm. If the magnetism changes, wouldn't their migration course change? So when we're usually fishing for them in XYZ places, mm-hmm. now they're not there. Not because they were overfished. Which don't, I'm not saying anything about the fishing industry, guys. This is a conspiracy theory episode. Please don't attack me. Maybe they're not being overfished. Maybe they're not where they're usually at. And the whales can't find them either to feed on them, which is why some of those whales that are washing up are amazing.
I know where they are. The center of the fucking Earth.
Oh, they found Hollow
Earth. They found the Hollow Earth. They found
that opening that those guys up from Russia, like, went through.
Right.
And they're just, like, they're chilling inside the Earth. They're yeah, like, right. It is cozy in here. Everybody right. in here is a vegetarian. They eating off that garden. They eating fruit. We're good. No more fish food.
Right.
But it's, like, I don't know. It's, like, kind of crazy. Especially, like, the bird thing really has me fucked up.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Like, the multiple people feeling the pressure. Mm-hmm. That could speak to atmospheric. I originally thought it was atmospheric. I really did. But also, I said to you, even before I looked into any of this, I mm-hmm. said, it's like the fluid in my body is being moved.
Oh, yeah. And my electricity wrists, in my body. My carpal tunnel. It's mm-hmm. like you can feel the pressure on certain bones.
Yeah.
Nope. It's weird.
I would feel the pressure move from my ear down into this hand. Like it was looking for somewhere to go. Like it was an electric thing. Have you ever seen Gremlins 2?
No. I'm not a fan of Gremlins. I'm sorry, guys.
It's like the best Christmas movie
My ever. Husband found Gremlins, and he's like, we should put this in. I was like, are you insane? That would be the most horrific thing for my son. That would be horrible. No. But we have Gremlins 1 and 2. We just don't have the time to watch them.
I love Gremlins 2. More than one. Corey loves Gremlins 1 as a Christmas movie. He likes us to watch it every year. But I like the second one.
Where it is. I remember the first one's a Christmas movie. Yeah,
totally. It's a great movie. But the second one takes place like in like a high-rise building in New York. Mm-hmm. And one of the gremlins, there's like a lab guy, because it's the 90s, so it's like animal testing or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a lab guy that somehow turns one of the gremlins into electricity. And he, like, what travels through, like, the phone system and shit. Have you guys seen it? Like, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. It is crazy. It is. Like, it's like a little, like, it's like a little white gremlin lightning bolt thing that goes through the phone and shit. It's funny. But, like, that is how the electricity in my body felt. Like, it was moving through. Like, looking for a way out. And that's what he's doing. He's looking for a way out of, like, the phone system or something. Because he's electricity and he's stuck. He's bound. And it just, it, like, I feel like, and I think I even mentioned it on this podcast, like, a couple of episodes ago about, like, having that staticky feeling in myself. And it was almost like that staticky feeling when I was down in Houston got all together and was, like, trying to find an exit now that it was all together instead of spread out through my body. It's really weird. I don't know how to explain it. But the whole point of this episode, because, like, we talked about it, like, if we're experiencing these things, like, other people are too. So are you experiencing any, like, crazy pressure on your joints? Are you feeling weirdness in the fluids in your bodies? Mm-hmm. Are we sounding too crazy?
Crazy, yeah.
But, like, there's also, like, the weird behavior. Like, didn't something weird happen? Was it today with Amanda Bynes?
Oh, no. I think it was last night. Amanda Bynes had, like, a total, like, psychotic break. Like, look, maybe unrelated, but at the same time, pretty damn close.
I don't believe in coincidence, okay? Mm-hmm. So to me, there is no coincidence. Like, I go visit my mom for a weekend, and I have the exact same sickness that her best friend mm-hmm. has been dealing with.
While I'm months. Experiencing the same yes, thing. And exactly. again, Amber and I did not discuss this.
No, we didn't. I didn't talk to her until after I'd left my mom's mm-hmm. because, like, A, I felt weird. B, I was kind of dissecting it within myself and trying to figure out what was going on.
The whole time I'm doing the same fucking right? thing.
So we figure some of you guys are too. That's why we're doing this episode. Right? So, like, are you?
Right. Let us know in the comments if you're watching us on yeah. YouTube. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We're at 88 subscribers as of right now. Yes. I don't want to do quick math, but our goal is 100 and we're getting there.
We are so close.
12?
Yes. Yes, I was... Like, since you said you didn't want to do quick math, I didn't want to, like, show you
up. We're, like, 12 away.
We are 12 away. But, yeah, like, let us know. And if you don't want to comment on YouTube because you're one of the podcast listeners and you're listening elsewhere because we're available on all your favorite podcast platforms, hit us up at our Gmail account, witchestalkingtarot@gmail.com, or on Twitter at classiestwitches, and let us know if you're experiencing it. Or if you want to get on one of our reading episodes, you can send us an email at the aforementioned email.
All right. Well, hi, Melissa.
Bye, Melissa. Bye. Join Melissa on Patreon if you want. And otherwise, thanks for coming to sit a spell. A crazy conspiracy theory spell. Because again, like, the conspiracy theory part is that I believe they know and for some reason don't want us to. So if you can think of a reason why, let us know.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Are you looking for a new podcast that appeals to your scientific curiosity, but is also a little bit spooky?
Show me how I died in a past life.
Well, look no further, because this cat is where it's at.
He had concerns about the ethics surrounding AI, feeling they had achieved consciousness.
Curious Cat Podcast examines the shadowy space where science and the supernatural collide. Listen every week with your host, Jennifer Hotz, as she and her guests explore what it means to be a soul in a meat suit.
We were healing karma together. They were all kind of predestined to resolve something.
Listen on all your favorite streaming apps and continue the conversation on Twitter at CuriousCatPodCA or find Jennifer and all her links at Jennifer L. Hotz, spelled HOTES.com.
Because you're only given a little spark of madness.
And here at the Film Spark Podcast, we aim to keep that spark alive. Hi, I'm Ebony, the host of the Film Spark Podcast, and here is where you can find anything and everything movies. So grab your popcorn and join us on this journey that is the Film Spark Podcast. Give us a shot. Follow us on Spotify, Apple, Good Pods and more, or follow the socials at film_spark_pod. You know what? Just follow us on everything. Check out the link tree. linktr.ee/filmsparkpod. Find us, follow us, give us a shout. We always want to hear from you.